You're listening to SBS News.
On January 6 last year, Donald Trump supporters stormed the Capitol building in a failed bid to stop Congress certifying his election loss. The founder of extremist group Oath Keepers, 56-year-old Stuart Rhodes, has been arrested and charged with seditious conspiracy over the deadly assault. Rhodes did not enter the Capitol building on the day, but is accused of helping to cause the disruption. Authorities allege the accused group came to Washington, D.C. with the intention of blocking the certification of U.S. President Joe Biden's victory. Gary Fields from Associated Press says the latest development of charges marks an escalation in the case.
The more complicated, complex, serious cases and serious charges are the ones that you build into later when you're actually dealing with multiple cases along the same subject matter. So it makes sense that the charges start getting a bit more serious now.
He says instigators can trigger a mob mentality, and it appears a level of planning was involved. It's the first time prosecutors have brought seditious conspiracy charges in connection to the Capitol riot, a crime defined as trying to overthrow or put down the United States government. Meantime, the US House Select Committee investigating the January 6 incident is making inquiries about how social media sites were used to fuel misinformation. The committee is examining how the spread of violent extremism contributed to the attack and what steps social media platforms took to prevent radicalization of users. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says it is important to seek the truth about the assault.
I have confidence in the bipartisan nature of the committee. They are working very hard, as we can see in the public domain, with the product of their work, and I have confidence in them.
Seditious conspiracy carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. The Justice Department has charged more than 725 people with various crimes in connection with the Capitol riot. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.